Tahiri took one glance at the frowning jury and let her head drop. But Ermuth simply patted her on her shoulder, grabbed his cane, and strolled toward the bench. He was barely gone before his client turned and motioned to Leia and Han. As they huddled together, Leia thought the young woman looked confused and worried, and more frightened than any time since the war against the Yuuzhan Vong.
"What do you think?" Tahiri whispered. "Is he too old to take this?"
"Hey, don't underestimate the old guy," Han said. "We've got tricks you've never even heard about."
Tahiri gave him a disapproving scowl.
"Do you really think this is a trick?"
Leia frowned, thinking, then finally shrugged.
"I don't know," she said. "There were a lot of opportunities to discredit Pogorsky's testimony, maybe even have it completely stricken, and Ermuth didn't take them."
"Yeah, but Deccan's a smart guy,"
Han pointed out.
"If Ermuth wants to trap him, it's gotta look convincing."
"Convincing? Not foolish," Tahiri said. "Unless his strategy is to make the jury feel sorry for me, I have no idea what he's doing."
"And you don't want to just trust him?"
Han asked. It was an honest question, not an argument, and that suggested to Leia that even Han was having doubts.
"You've been pretty happy with him until now."
Tahiri thought for a moment, then nodded.
"I know," she said. "But this is my life, and Ermuth's too. If the strain is more than he can handle..."
Leia fell silent for a moment, trying to think, but really just worrying. Imagining how it would feel to lose this last link to her two sons, to the shining star that had been Anakin, and to the all-destroying vortex that Jason had become. Tahiri had loved her youngest son and gone to war with him, had watched him die and lent him her strength so that he would know he was not dying alone in a distant place. Then Jason had taken that love and twisted it to serve his own dark needs. And somehow she had survived and returned to them again, not quite whole, yet stronger than ever and ready to answer for her misjudgment. If Leia lost her, she would be losing so much more than the woman who had been a close friend to both her sons in their last hours. She feared she would lose what remained of her sons themselves. Still pretending to think, Leia took a couple of moments to compose herself, then turned to Han.
"Ermuth is taking on a lot by himself," she said. "Deccan has a whole team of assistants sitting at his table. It might not hurt to get Ermuth some help."
"Yeah."
Han turned to Tahiri.
"We could talk to Tendra Calrissian and see if she knows someone who can take that second chair. Maybe the third and fourth ones, too."
Tahiri's gaze dropped.
"Ermuth doesn't want anyone sitting at the table with us," she said. "He says it will make me look guilty."
"So who says they have to sit at the table?" Han replied. "It's your throat that kill tab will be going down. The decision is yours."
"I know."
Tahiri licked her lips, looking guilty and reluctant. Then Ermuth's gravelly voice barked something harsh at the judge, and she looked back toward the bench.
"Okay," Tahiri said, nodding. "Go ahead and ask. What can it hurt?"
"Nothing,"
Leia assured her. She watched Ermuth spin away from the judge's bench, his ears flattened and his fur bristling.
"He might even appreciate the help."
"Yeah, stranger things have happened."
Han winked at Tahiri, then added,
"Don't worry, kid. He's Bothan. He'll do whatever it takes to win, even if it means taking help."
Tahiri's face brightened, but before she could reply, Ermuth slipped behind the defense table and dropped into his ancient wooden chair with a heavy thump. Tahiri mouthed a silent thanks to the Solos, then leaned toward her attorney.
"What's wrong?"
she asked.
"Judge Judan has ordered me to get a medical evaluation, that's what."
Ermuth flashed his fangs toward the bench, then added,
"She claims she wants to make sure I'm still competent."